والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على سيد الأولين والآخرين الشافع فعل يوم الدين بعد in the land of Tobago and elsewhere from those who are following us and the room of Muhajirin publication the cult of Bagram the Kaaba I'd like to welcome you all to this new session in which you are going in the last session we spoke about the first pillar of the pillars of Islam the testimony of faith oh sorry we spoke about the first pillar of the pillars of Iman which is to believe in Allah And today, we continue explaining about this very critical and essential subject of knowledge. The second pillar of faith is to believe in the angels. You believe that Allah created a creation called angels. These angels are created out of light. And there is no male and female of them, but they are one type. There is not any sexuality between there is not any love and hate except for the love for the awliya of Allah and hate for all the disciples and disobedience You believe in the angels that Allah created them to obey Him and worship Him alone and nothing else. There is no trials going to be put on them. And you believe in them and whatsoever Allah Ta'ala and His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned to you from the names and duties that he, Allah Ta'ala, gave them. And these names given to them by Allah Ta'ala, but no one else. You believe in them and their names that Allah Ta'ala clarified to you, and you believe in them in the duties that are delegated to them. And Allah Ta'ala named to us some of them, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam named others. As Allah Ta'ala named to us many of them, like Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, Malik, and Munkar al-Nakir, al-Atid al-Raqib. And he, Allah Ta'ala, named to us number of them who are either named by their names or by their duties. Like those angels who are surrounding the throne of Allah. And those angels who come approach a person during the process of death. And the like of so many examples. And the angels that Allah Ta'ala created only to protect mankind from the jinn and from any other things. And if one believes in them, he got to believe in them the way they are described to you in the Quran and the authenticated Sunnah. This iman in the angels should increase our iman, simply because when you think about the angels, and that Allah Ta'ala created them only to worship and gave them no choice to be lesser worshippers or lazy worshippers. But as Allah Ta'ala said, يُسَبِّعُونَهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ. They glorify Him day and night, and they never get boring. Now that they get tired. So this is the second pillar of the angel, the believing angels. And once you believe in the angels, this will make you fear Allah and say what you do. You believe in the books. In general, that Allah Ta'ala descended books, so many books, to all the prophets. And you believe in the ones that Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, like the Zabur, the Torah, the Injil, the Quran. نعم you say some of them were mentioned to us in the Quran, like the Torah for the Jews, and Injil for the Christians. You believe that the Quran abrogates all the books before it and the rulings before it. And these books which Allah descended, He Allah Ta'ala descended for giving guidance to human, but most of the people that and they are too worried about this thing. But what we got to know is that believing in the books means that you believe the Quran concealed all of them and abrogated them. So no one can give use of it, send it. As what the Prophet ﷺ said to Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he saw him carrying a piece of the Quran. And then you believe in the messengers, that Allah Ta'ala descended, sent so many messengers, Allah alone knows their number. But generally they say, so none. And to believe in the messengers, as we say, The ones that Allah Ta'ala mentioned their names in the Quran are those whom Rasulullah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned their names in the authentic Sunnah. But you got to believe that the Quran abrogated them all. As Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْهِ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْهِ وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. So to believe in the messengers, you got to love them all. You don't hate no one of them. And whatsoever Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, all the mankind got to stick to very hardly and never go right or left. فهذه جملة أركان الإيمان المأمور لحفظها. This is number of أركان الإيمان which we are commanded to know and memorize. So to believe in the angel, in the messengers, that means that you love them all, from Adam till Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to believe in the messenger means to worship your Lord upon the way that this messenger came with. And no one today can say that his messenger is Musa or this messenger is Isa. So we have to love them all, no hate for anyone. But none. And then the remaining is to believe in their resurrection, which needs from us to stop for a while speaking about this matter. So we have to believe in all this, and I'd prefer to delay the speech about believing in the day of resurrection. And the resurrection itself. And by that we come to the end of our session today, knowing that we have added something to your information and knowledge about Islam, hoping that Allah Ta'ala benefits both you and me for this great issue. And this issue, believing in the day of resurrection and in the destiny, will take from us a bit longer time than what is remaining now. To also observe the mistakes of people in this issue. May Allah protect us all from and inshallah ta'ala from next week we can speak about them with examples so they'll be much easier for observation and understanding. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ta'ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. If you have any question now, brothers and sisters, you please raise your hand or pass the question slowly to the Admin Muhammadin publication. Here a question says, is it not correct to say that those who we see in the masjid more frequently for the five salawat in Jannah are better in their iman than those we don't see early? Well, these are two different issues. The iman and the Jannah. As for the Jannah, we can guarantee no one the Jannah. We can guarantee no one the Jannah. Because we cannot witness what come after. Meaning, what they die with. But we hope them the Jannah, we hope for the believer the Jannah. As well, we cannot witness anyone or guarantee anyone fire from those Muslims who die on and doing and practicing the disobedience. But of course, those kuffar who died upon their cover without changing, we witness what we know about them. That is the meaning of it. While for witnessing anybody better iman than the other because of what we see of his deeds, again we cannot recommend or praise anyone that is a better iman or not. This belongs to Allah Ta'ala, as he might have done that only to show off. How can we guarantee that, or can we know if this person is doing what he is doing only to show off or without or that he died on sincerity and faithfulness? So we just interfere on the command and judge what we know, what we see, what not the ghaib. Wallahu ta'ala alam. As the hadith, maybe this questioner laid on a hadith, مَنْ رَأَيْتُمُونَ اَعْتَادِ الْمَسَاجِرِ وَشَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. This hadith is not sahih. This is hadith da'if, weak, very weak. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Now next. Any other question? Right, as long as there is no more questions, we'd like you to end up the session. Anam. Elias, go ahead. Brother Yusuf, if you accept to take this question from him and post it, please. نعم طيب then we have to end the session now. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وجزاكم الله خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.